TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday morning, the Tuesday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. It is Tuesday, May 21st. I am headed eastbound on I-10 on my way to work. This is Greg DeMarco, your host, your driver on Driving with DeMarco. I am on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. Driving with DeMarco is brought to you by the ChairShot.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Trying to do a show here, lady. It's brought to you by the ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. You can find all of the latest and greatest wrestling reviews, opinions, analysis, all done with the attitude that you've come to know and love. That is over at thechairshot.com, and that is written content as well as audio content. You can listen to last night's edition of Raw Reaction. Tonight we've got the Greg DeMarco Show with myself, Patrick O'Dowd, who will be distracted because of a hockey game, and Miranda Morales, all working together on the Greg DeMarco Show to bring you the best content possible. Of course, great ways you can support thechairshot.com. Read it, listen to it, share it. You can also head on. By the way, the website is at thechairshot.com on social media. Please retweet, share on Facebook, share on Instagram, whatever you can do. We do appreciate it. Another way you can support the site is to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. We've got 14 different designs. The hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt that I mentioned yesterday is fantastic. Thought the Usos and the Revival did a hell of a job on that effort last night on Raw. So great job to all four men there. Very excited to see what they did and to see where that takes us as we move forward in the future. Neither of them are the champions. That happens to be, I don't know if you remember this, but that's Zach Hawkins and I don't even remember it. I keep messing up their names. That's Kurt Hawkins and Zach Ryder. Maybe I should call them Zach Hawkins and Kurt Ryder on purpose, since they're probably the most irrelevant champions of WWE. At least the Iconics got on television last night. But anyway, go on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot or go to thechairshot.com and click on store on the menu. A 20% off sale begins today and it runs for a good few days over at prowrestlingtees.com. So you can get 20% off your very own Chair Shot merchandise and you can get yourself a nice little shirt there. So maybe a couple of nice little shirts. Again, that is at thechairshot.com. Click store on the menu or just go directly to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. Now, I've already talked a little bit about it during the opening.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
I don't see any vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead, but that's okay. I've already talked a little bit about it. By the way, I'm driving. We mentioned that, so I got the GPS lady on. I know somebody messaged me, do you not know how to get to work? No, I know how to get to work. I use GPS for the alerts, for the safety factor. You know, I want to get to work on time. I'm typically early to work, depending on how traffic goes. So I leave with enough time to get myself there. When you got a long commute like I do, you've got to build in time for shit that can happen, things that can come up. You got to kind of prepare yourself for the worst case scenario. We are in the last week of school for many schools here in Phoenix. I know my kids are in their last week of school. So traffic's already starting to dissipate just a little bit and get a little bit better. I say that as I hit a big slowdown here in the traffic on the I-10. But I digress. I gave it away a little bit during the show opening, but we're talking about last night's edition of Monday Night Ron. And I mentioned this yesterday morning on Driving with DeMarco. I talked about it in an article that I wrote for thechairshot.com. We are seeing a shift in the WWE product. And I know some people are hesitant to point it out and hesitant to agree that we're seeing a shift. And I think it's just because they feel like they've been burned before by WWE. Maybe they have. Maybe they've done it to themselves and their own perception of the product. Who knows? That's not important right now. My opinion is that we are seeing a shift in the product. I first noticed it during Money in the Bank, and I brought it up, and some people agreed with me. The product was a lot more physical in nature. Talent's out there really busting their ass, not phoning anything in. They're laying it in more. They're working more snug. They're selling in a way that's more realistic, and the product is really standing out in terms of what we're seeing in the ring. And I was
watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
We get it. I was hoping that would continue to Raw, and I think it did, in my opinion. So that's point number one with the shift in the product. The Raw last night was definitely different in terms of the in-ring product. Again, it was more real. It was, you know, it laid it in more, like I said. It was really just more physical. That's what I'm looking for there, more physical. But Raw also had a shift in presentation last night, especially hour number three. And let me start there. Hour number three, and obviously on purpose, looked completely different than hours number one and two during Raw. The arena was lit differently. Gone were the colored lights that go all over the crowd. The crowd was darker. You had the stage, which is normally lit up, was more black with some white outlines and then just a red Raw across the screen. The ring apron, which of course is the video board, instead of being the white and red Raw, was a black and red Raw. It was just a completely different presentation for the third hour of WWE Raw. So that stood out to me big time. But what also stood out to me was how they promoted their content to build to the third hour of Raw. Occasionally, you will have a match that, you know, is announced earlier in the show. Not occasionally. It's pretty common that they use the opening of Raw and then the first two segments to promote whatever is going to main event Raw that event. You know, morning drive, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning, you might get a yawn in there to promote what's going to main event Raw. But this kind of took me back to what the company's done in the past during the Ruthless Aggression era, during the Attitude era, where they would promote multiple things for the final hour of Raw throughout the show. And that's what happened on this night. Here's what you had, all promoted for the final hour of Raw. Of course, you had Seth Rollins and Kofi Kingston teaming up to take on Bobby Lashley and Baron Corbin. We knew that was going to be the main event of Raw. You also had a match that was built between The Miz and Drew McIntyre, a brand new pairing that we haven't really seen at all. I think they even said it was the first time ever. Who knows if it was the first time ever, but hell of a match. But they promoted that, and they built that through Roman Reigns, through Shane McMahon, all that involvement. And then, of course, for hour number three, we kick things off with Mick Foley revealing the new 24/7 championship. We can talk about the belt, which is god-awful, at a later time. But I love the concept. I think that made hour number three a lot of fun, along with the things that we saw out of The Miz and Drew McIntyre, and of course out of Seth Rollins, Kofi Kingston, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley. The third hour of Raw to me was really, really good and really entertaining. You had some different elements that were great. I think you could build to something with the women during the third hour of Raw as well. They deserve that spotlight now that Becky is officially on Raw, which surprised me a little bit, but obviously should have known with the relationship thing. I thought that'd be different for those two. Definitely isn't, so that's where we are. So building to the third hour of Raw. Now, the third hour of Raw, of course, is when they lose the most viewers, and that's normal. I mean, that's understandable. I wasted far too much time yesterday arguing with idiots on Twitter about the third hour of Raw and Raw ratings in general and how they've changed and how the world has changed. Because, yeah, less people watch Raw live than they have before. But less people watch TV live than they have before. We've talked about it. And people can't sit here and tell me that, oh, well, the NBA, you know, can bring in good ratings, so can Raw. The NBA is not on 52 weeks out of the year. Game of Thrones is not on 52 weeks out of the year. TV just doesn't work like it used to. And the reason why WWE is attractive to networks isn't because they can pop this huge rating. It's because they can pop a consistent rating for 52 weeks out of the year. When you can sell 52 weeks of advertising to somebody at a consistent rate for an entire year versus 20 weeks of advertising to somebody, that's 250% of the number of weeks plus a little bit more, because it's 52, not 50. That's huge. That, from a business standpoint, is why WWE is such a valuable product. And they're probably still undervalued based on what these networks are paying for other shows. Wrestling still takes a hit for being wrestling. That's something that we all can probably agree upon, probably know, is that the world outside of us will hit wrestling a little bit for being wrestling. So it's hard. But WWE is trying to address that. And they're trying to address that by shifting the product, by shifting hour number three of Raw. And personally, I thought it was highly entertaining. So big idea for today is a follow-up on something that we were getting at yesterday. We are seeing a shift, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, and I told you yesterday, you know, what education backs up your opinion. You know mine now. If you didn't, go listen to yesterday's PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. Talk about the 13 years...
Police reported ahead.
Ooh, watch out. 13 years experience I have in this business. But the Raw presentation has changed, and that's what WWE needs to do. There was rumors about a talent meeting that took place on Sunday. And there seems to be enough out there that where there's smoke, there's fire. I believe there was a meeting. And some people are talking about and even criticizing the fact that all the wrestling may have been mentioned as competition. And I think they're mentioned as potential competition. Because, see, you guys, a lot of you guys as fans don't understand how businesses work. You've got to look at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And All Elite Wrestling is a threat. Now, when you talk about threats, there's different levels of threats. They're not a high-level threat, but they are out there. And it'd be stupid for the company to ignore them. So WWE is doing things that would allow them to prepare for the launch of All Elite Wrestling. I really enjoyed the presentation of Raw on the third hour. I liked that it was different. I'd be fine if the whole show was presented like that. I thought it looked more like a big fight environment. It kind of reminded me of UFC in a lot of ways, the way their fights are presented and the way the arena is set. You know from talking to me in the past, I'm not a big believer that we need a giant stage at all of these events. And the stage was kind of muted during the last hour. Now, it's still there, so we still have the giant stage. To me, it's a step towards not having the giant stage. I'd be okay, you know, shifting the hard camera over to the side of the arena and using the back end of the arena where the stage normally is, and using a corner entrance. I'd be fine with that. I'm all about changing your presentation, changing your production. That's one of the big things I called upon All Elite Wrestling to do. Ditch the stage. You don't need a stage in 2019. Be different. You're going to dare to be different. Dare to be really different. Dare to be a product that when somebody turns on, they know immediately it's different. And while Raw was more subtle in that regard, you didn't immediately know.
In 5 miles, exit to exit 153, State Route 143, 48th Street, Broadway Road.
It's funny, I don't even take that exit. So you get that information, and then you realize Greg doesn't even take that exit to work. There's more than one way to skin a cat. But when you immediately tune in something and the presentation has changed, that makes a difference. Now, Raw wasn't an immediate change. Like, you didn't notice it right away, but people started to notice it over time. A lot of people didn't even notice it. It's meant to feel different. It's not meant to necessarily look different and pop. It's meant to feel different, and it felt different to me. But if I'm a company like AEW, change the presentation. Yet another topic I can cover on a future edition of Driving with DeMarco. We're just loaded with potential future topics, which I'm extremely excited about. So I'm seeing a shift in the product, both in the ring and the presentation. We'll see what they do on SmackDown tonight to see if it's exclusive to Raw. I wouldn't mind that either. If you can further differentiate between the brands, I think that's great as well. So big idea for today is we are shifting. We are in, we've talked about what an amazing time to be a fan. You've got all this new talent in WWE that's taking over the top of the card. You've got New Japan expanding their reach into the United States of America. You've got Ring of Honor stepping their game up, and Jeff Cobb probably about to take over the mantle of the top of that company. You've got All Elite Wrestling ready to make waves in the marketplace with Double or Nothing this very coming weekend. There is so much great things going on in the world of wrestling. And WWE is responding, as they should, and we are seeing a shift in their presentation. Well, I mean, we get to be here for all this. We are going to look upon 2019 as a historic year in the world of professional wrestling for many, many years to come. That will do it for this morning's edition of Driving with DeMarco. I am Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. This is presented as part of the ChairShot Radio Network by TheChairShot.com, at TheChairShot.com on social media. Always use your head. Read the articles. Listen to the podcast. Share them. We appreciate it. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your very own ChairShot t-shirt. Support the movement, as Christopher Platt would tell you. And remember to always use your head. Use your head today at work. Have a great day at work. And I will talk to you this afternoon on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.